Welcome to another Foolish Thoughts episode. This is Joseph Barone, aka A Fool for Learning, your training and learning consultant. And our foolish thought for today is the buyout 5 years later, part one. At the end of March 2019, I left my organization after a buyout. In May of 2020, I did a series of episodes on the buyout, or as my former employer liked to call it, a package, on the things you need to do to prepare yourself for that buyout. Now remember, sometimes you may hear a rumor of buyouts, or you may just get that feeling that something is coming down the road. Sometimes it comes as a surprise, but nevertheless, you must prepare for it. Now, it's been 5 years since, and I want to review those thoughts to see if they still hold. Some of those preparatory preparations and decisions were long-term decisions, and some were short-term. But let's take a look at three that I took to see if they really held water and were good decisions for me. The first piece of advice, don't rush into signing the buyout if at all possible. Now, although many do not have that choice, one of the things that I was able to do was hold off on signing the buyout for a few days. Why did I hold out? Because it allowed me to view the two buyout options that were available to me. I chose the option by which I was able to earn an additional 6 months of pension and 2 weeks of annual leave. By taking a couple of extra days to think and review before signing, I was able to gain a number of additional benefits which benefited me in the long term. Second, review your HR manual and any other documents to know exactly what you're entitled to when you get that buyout. When I signed the papers accepting my buyout, one of the things that I was entitled to was the use of an office. Not necessarily the one that I was in at the time of the buyout, but an office nonetheless, and all of the things that went along with an office, such as a computer, internet service, cell phone use, library services, etc. When I signed the papers, I immediately informed my manager that I expected she would be providing me with a new office as soon as possible. To be honest, I believe she was taken quite by surprise. She had no idea that I was entitled to it, even though she was the one with HR that, quote, offered me the buyout, end quote. And I made certain to use the office and all of the services available to me until the very, very end. Finally, annual leave. Ensure that you save as much annual leave, or in some organizations it may be called PTO, paid time off, as you can. One of the things that I did early on in my career, at least made a decision, is to build up the maximum reserve of annual leave. Why? Because I knew that if I left at any time, or for some reason they decided they no longer wanted me employed with the organization, they would have to pay me for it. Some places do not allow you to carry more than maybe a week or two from year to year, and some have a use it or lose it. But if you can save it, do it. It came in very handy when I left, as it provided me with 6 weeks' worth of pay. Another good decision that I made. So, based on a five-year review, the advice of not rushing into your buyout, if possible, knowing what you're entitled to, and using your annual leave or PTO as a fund reserve were all good decisions that I made. Hopefully, I've given you something to think about. If you learned something from this episode, please take a moment to like, comment, subscribe, or maybe even share with a friend. And to learn more about A Fool for Learning and how I can assist you and your organization with an appropriate learning solution to meet your business needs, please visit my website at afoolforlearning.com. This is Joseph Barone. the CEO of A Fool for Learning signing out. Remember, learn, perform, succeed.